Chapter 4. By the time Armando returned with a pair of shoes for Nikki, Bruno Maglia vintage black flats, which went fabulously with her sweats and tea, the police had arrived in full force. The alley was full. Black and white Beverly Hills precinct cars, two ambulances, and several unmarked police cars. Nikki sent Armando back to the house to retrieve her cell phone and take her dogs out, while she remained to answer the police officer's questions, without giving up any information on Jorge. She needed to talk to him. Better yet, she needed to see him, but first, she had to deal with this mess. The first officers on the scene were a Mutt and Jeff pair, one tall, one short. Only the tall one had the gut, and the short one looked like he needed a sandwich. They both wore black uniforms with shiny oval badges and shinier shoes. Once Nikki identified herself and the victim, it only took the tall cop, Officer Mendez, three questions to get to the owner of the gardening shears. Information Jorge had conveniently etched in the handle for him. "This G. Delgado, you know him?" Officer Mendez, Mutt, asked, pen poised over a little notepad. So far, he had been very professional about Eddie's celebrity status and hers. Maybe it just went with working Beverly Hills. Drew Barrymore, Johnny Depp, Annette Bening, Ron Howard. Nikki never knew who she'd run into at the post office or the market. Mendez had recognized her immediately as Victoria Bordeaux's daughter, but had been polite enough to pretend not to notice that she was wearing the odd combination of sweats and designer shoes, no makeup, and had a zit coming up in the middle of her forehead. Not exactly the way celebrities liked to be seen in...